After taking better care of your body, the next step in achieving communion with God through meeting with the Creator within involves the controlling of your emotions. This is a simple matter of understanding what emotion is. Emotion is simply energy in motion. You can take this energy and give it a promotion or a demotion. When you demote this energy, that is, move it to the lowest level, you produce a negative emotion. When you promote it, that is, move it to the highest level, you produce a positive emotion. Exhilarating exercise of your physical body is one way to promote or raise up your energy. You literally increase the vibration of this Chi energy, which turns it into a positive emotion that is expressed through you. Meditation is another way to raise the energy of life that is always present in your body. The combination of exercise and meditation is extremely powerful. When this combination becomes part of your spiritual discipline, you create possibilities for enormous growth. Using this combination reminds you that you can control, and therefore experience as you choose, both your body and your emotions. For many, indeed for most, this is a startling remembrance. Emotions are experiences that are chosen, not experiences to which you are subjected. This is not something that is widely understood. The exterior circumstances of your physical life need not have anything to do with the interior experience of your spiritual life. It is not necessary for you to be pain-free in order to be free of suffering. It is not necessary for there to be a lack of disruption or conflict in your life for there to be peace. Indeed, true masters experience peace in the face of disruption and conflict, not because they have found a way to avoid it. This inner peace is what all beings seek, because it is the essence of what all beings are, and you will always seek the experience of who you really are. You may achieve this inner peace in the face of any exterior condition or circumstance simply by understanding that you are not your body and that nothing you see is real. Remember that you are living the 10 illusions, and then understand the truth about those illusions, that you created them and all the little illusions beneath them, so that you might decide and declare, express and experience, become and fulfill who you really are. I have said to you many times before, and I will say to you again, all of life is a gift, and all is perfection, the perfect tool with which to create the perfect opportunity for the perfect expression of perfection itself in, as, and through you. When you understand this, you will remain in a state of continual appreciation. That is, you will be growing. Growth is the meaning of appreciation. When something appreciates, it becomes more than it was. It is true that not only are you able to choose and therefore control your emotions in the face of any circumstance, you may also do so before you encounter a circumstance. That is, you can decide ahead of time how you are going to put your energy into motion, what your emotion is going to be in response to any anticipated situation in your life. When you reach this level of mastery, you will also become able to make these same choices in your response to any unanticipated situation in life. In this way, you will have decided who you are in concert with the exterior illusions of your life, rather than in conflict. I've explained in detail in the trilogy Conversations with God and in Friendship with God, as well as through many other sources at many other times, how this may be done. This is merely a reminder of what is so. After remembering how to care for the physical body and control your emotions, you are ready to move to the next step in meeting with the Creator within.
Now you have prepared the way, and all that is left is to move into willingness to have your meeting with the Creator within, to experience communion with God. This can be an encounter that you experience physically or mentally, or both. You may weep with joy, tremble with excitement, or rock in ecstasy. Or you may simply and quietly move one day into a gentle awareness that you now know. You know about the illusion and the reality. You know about yourself and about God. You understand the oneness and the individuation of the oneness. You understand it all. This experience of knowing may remain with you, or it may come and go. Do not feel exalted if it stays, and do not feel discouraged if it goes. Simply notice what is so, then choose what you next wish to experience. Even masters have been known to occasionally choose not to experience their mastery, sometimes for the pure joy of reawakening to it, and sometimes for the purpose of awakening others. That is why things can happen to masters that you, in your place of judgment, do not think should or could be happening if they were really masters. Therefore, judge not and neither condemn, for you may meet your master this very day, as the bag lady on the street, or the mugger in the park, and not only as the guru on the mountaintop. In fact, rarely so. The master who appears as a master is seldom acknowledged, and more often rebuked. Yet the master who walks among you, appearing as one of you, is often the master who makes the most impact. So be alert, for you do not know at what hour your master may come. He may even come as what you choose to call a criminal, disobeying the most sacred laws and customs of your society, and be crucified because of it. Yet in the aftermath will you seek to remember every word he ever spoke.
Should you achieve mastery, or rise to that level even part of the time, you too may be judged, condemned, and crucified by your society, for others may be afraid of you, because they may be worried that you know something they do not know, or because you are challenging something that they think they do know. And it is fear that turns observation into judgment, and judgment into anger. It is, as I told you, anger is fear announced. The anger of others will be part of their illusion about who they are and who you are. And so the master in you will forgive them, understanding that they know not what they do. This is the key to expressing and experiencing the divinity within you, forgiveness. You will not see that which is divine in you unless and until you forgive that which you believe is not. And you will be unable to behold the divinity in another unless and until you do the same. Forgiveness is the expander of perception. When you forgive yourself for that which you and others are not, then you will experience that which you and others truly are. In that moment, you will understand that forgiveness itself is not necessary. For who would forgive whom, and for what? We are all one. There is great peace in that, and great comfort. My peace I give to you. Peace be with you. Forgiveness is just another word for peace in the language of the soul. This is something that you deeply understand when you awaken from the dream of your imagined reality. Your moment of awakening can come to you at any time and through any person. Therefore, honor all times and all people, for the moment of your deliverance may be at hand. It will be your deliverance from the illusion, the moment when you can be with it, but not within it. There will be more than one such moment in your life. Indeed, your life has been created to bring you just such moments. These are your moments of grace, when clarity and wisdom, love and understanding, guidance and insight are brought to you and through you. These moments of grace change your life forever, and often the lives of others as well. Just such a moment of grace brought you to these words. That is why you are able to receive and deeply understand the present communication. In one form, this is a meeting with the Creator. It has come upon you through your willingness, through your openness, through your forgiveness, and through your love of self, your love of others, and your love of life, and yes, your love of me. It is love of God that brings God to you. It is love of self that brings awareness of that part of self which is God, and therefore knows that God does not come to you, but through you. For God is never apart from you, but is always a part of you. The Creator is not separate from the created. The lover is not separate from the beloved. That is not the nature of love, and that is not the nature of God. Nor is it the nature of you. You are separate from nothing and no one, least of all God. You have known this from the beginning. You have understood this always. Now, at last, you are giving yourself permission to experience it, to have a true moment of grace, to be in communion with God.
What is it like to be in a state of such communion? If you are even at the edges of that experience now, you already know the answer. If you have made that connection only momentarily in meditation, you already know the answer. If you have experienced the incredible high of the most exhilarating physical experience, you already know the answer. In a state of communion with God, you will temporarily lose all sense of individual identity. Yet this will occur without any sense of loss, for you will know that you have simply realized your true identity. That is, you have realized it. You have quite literally made it real. An indescribable bliss and elegant ecstasy will envelop you. You will feel merged with love, one with all, and you will never be satisfied with anything less, nor should you be. People who have had this experience return to the world and their lives in a new way. They find themselves falling in love with everyone on sight. They experience oneness with all others in surprising moments of holy communion. A heightened awareness and deep appreciation of nature can bring them to unexpected tears of joy at the slightest provocation. And a new clarity about everything they are seeing in the world around them can render them transformed. They often begin moving more slowly, talking more softly, acting more gently. These and other changes may last for several hours or several days, several months or several years, or for a lifetime. The length of the experience is purely the individual's choice. It will fade of its own accord if it is not renewed. Just as the brightness of a light fades the further one moves away from it, the bliss of oneness fades the longer one has been away. To stay in the light, one must remain close to it. To stay in the bliss, one must do the same. That is why you are urged, while living with your present illusion, to do whatever else it takes. Meditate, exercise, pray, read, write, listen to music, whatever you find that works. To ignite your awareness daily. Then you will be in the holy place of the Most High, and you will feel high, and think highly of yourself, and of others, and of all of life. Then, too, you will create and contribute to life as you have never contributed before.